Chapter 9. Love. Love is the greatest word in all languages. Yea, it is the greatest power for unfolding good wherever there is self-consciousness. Love may rightfully be called the mother of God, for in reality it is the motherhood of God. Every good thought, word, and act has its birth in love. It is the highest sentiment or feeling of which consciousness, the all-power, is capable. Love, as the motherhood of God or mind, gives rise or birth to every good thought, word, or act that the conscious individual can think, act, or speak. Love is the true and almighty motive power back of every right endeavor. Therefore, it is right to state that love is the mother of good. However, some may mistake this statement and suppose that the mother of good is distinct from good itself. Therefore, it is better to state that love is the motherhood of God, the same as truth is the fatherhood of God. Please remember that I do not like the use of capitals in writing of God, but others before me use them, and I use them merely to conform. Relative good, truth, or love are not eternal good, truth, or love, and actual truth or love is no different and no more than actual truth or love, even if we use capitals. We note that Jesus, the master metaphysician, taught and preached that truth is God. We have it from his most beloved disciple John, that love is God, for God is love. Jesus knew that it was an easy matter for anyone to claim that he loved God, and that many so proclaimed with their lips, but their hearts and action proved the contrary to be the case. Knowing this, the great way-shower made a statement through which anyone can readily discover whether or not any certain individual really loves God. Jesus could have said, "I am love, the truth, and life," but instead he makes the remarkable statement, "I am the way, the truth, the life." The way is more than mere soul emotion without doing or desire or feeling without active application. The way is to practice love in all its active power through doing the works of love. He who actually loves good will think and do good, not evil. In this particular way, Jesus was vastly different than many teachers that came before him and many that came after him, including those of today. In the teaching of Jesus, there was no oft-repeated use made of the word love, neither was it lauded before his students as a catchphrase to gain him adoration. His love was a practical love, the love power directed practically, in the way of giving help and understanding to his followers. We read that faith without works is dead. It is equally certain that love not lived or not acted out is dead also, that is, it brings forth no actual or lasting good. This wonderful individual made the statement that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. This does not mean that the individual should allow himself to be killed in the place of some wicked man who, according to the legal law, has been sentenced to die, or jump in front of a bullet meant for another. Correctly understood, the real life of the individual is his loving and true thought regarding life. Therefore, the statement means that we cannot do a greater good than to lay down or apply true and loving thought through careful teaching of the truth of being, to the end of destroying the errors of sense or thoughts that are responsible for the ills of our fellow men. Thus we shall gain for them freedom from the yoke of ignorance and false teaching, which is holding them in bondage to an unreal power. It is very easy to make a worldly display of the word love, but not so easy to follow the dictates of true love by actively doing the greatest good to the greatest number, which was pointed out by the Master as the way. The continued practice of hiring someone else to do our mental problems for us is not the way that is good, for if we really love the good, we should also love to watch our thoughts and actions and keep them uncontaminated by greed, jealousy, dishonesty, and all other evil. Love is right feeling, the same as truth is true thinking. Life, truth, and love are in trinity, in unity, of all true and loving consciousness. Life means consciousness. Love means the right feeling in this consciousness, and truth means the right thinking in this consciousness. These three combine as one in righteousness or right-mindedness, and they constitute the mind that is God. To talk truth and love and not practice them or give them activity is hypocrisy on the grossest kind. When any individual shows by his work that he is honestly endeavoring through persistent search and active work to enlighten and help unfold the conscience of humankind, you may be sure that this individual has the real love. The way or act of love that Jesus meant is the road all should follow. The individual who has gained positive proof that his sense of love is true, realizes that true love and understanding are one and the same, and that when he gives of his understanding, he is really giving to his friends the life and love that is God or universal good. Of all the Master's disciples, John understood most and therefore loved most. In your entire life's experience, you will always find that you love most the thing or the individual that you understand most, and that you dislike most the thing and people that you do not understand. This shows clearly that, metaphysically considered, love and understanding are one and the same. To sow seeds of truth in the heart that is barren of love or right feeling is like casting seeds of wheat upon barren ground, for there is no motherhood of God in such a heart, and therefore there is no mental mother to give life and increase to the mental seed sown. If you wish to unfold or gain understanding rapidly, first get right yourself by actually loving the good for the service you can render with this good. Then greater good or understanding will surely come to your consciousness. To seek understanding merely for selfish purposes is to defeat yourself. To talk or write of love and not do the works that love prompts is the greatest hypocrisy possible. Such a course brands the perpetrator as the greatest hypocrite in the universe, and Jesus plainly taught the reward of the hypocrite. Cultivate a love of the search for good, think only good, and do good by applying the little or much you have of love or understanding, and then you may be sure that these words of Paul will prove themselves true in your life experience. All things work together for good to those who love God. Good, for such is the law of the allness of good. End of chapter, end of book. This audio presentation of The Allness of Good by William W. Walter has been brought to you by AudioEnlightenment.com. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved.